My grandson was removed by dogs at the age of 15 months old, and I promised him that no more. They wouldn't take any more of my grandchildren. I already had three, and they took him. So I started Grandmothers Against Removals. I always knew there were other children being removed and other families being affected, but you get locked in to yourself and you don't look around. And when my grandson was taken, within minutes, I contacted a friend of mine that knew about media and David Shoebridge, and they actually came up to Gunnedah a couple of weeks later. We had a meeting with some other community members that were affected by docs as well, and we had our first rally on the 13th of February 2014 in Sydney, and I put a call out for Aboriginal people across Australia that were affected to stand up and speak out about what was happening. And it's just grown Australia-wide from there, and I'm very, very proud.
Do you think that the government is listening to what you're saying?
Well, they are listening. I don't feel they're listening because they feel they're wrong in what they're doing, but because of the exposure that this has had, not only Australia-wide, but globally, people are now listening and realising that this is not a stolen generation of the past. It's the present, and it'll continue into the future if we don't stop the practices that the governments are imposing upon us as Aboriginal people. When my little grandson was taken in 2014, there were 8, 9 police officers and 4 docs workers come to remove a little 15-month-old baby. It's very traumatic for us as a family to have that removal happen. If you don't open the door, the police will kick it in. We have no power, we have no control. He wasn't taken because he was neglected. He was very much loved by his family. We had to stand there and watch him drive away. He thought he was going for a little ride. He was waving. He was only on the titty. He didn't have a bottle. He'd never been away from his mum. It was traumatic for us, but as a little 15-month-old baby, it hurts to know that he would have been upset looking for his mum. I've got my little grandson back, but nothing can ever replace the time that we weren't allowed to have him.
What are some of the messages that you want to get out to docs and that Grandmothers Against Removal are getting out to the communities that are listening?
The way things are now, we've implemented the guiding principles. That is a baseline that docs have to work by. In my own community, I've got a community care group going of Aboriginal women. We have prevented 3 children from being removed. They have been placed with community, with their families, and there's no trauma involved. There were no police. They're our children. We don't abuse them. We love our babies. It hurts when they ask, can they come home? Because we're not allowed to answer the question. So they stop asking, and their little light goes out. Just because we parent differently as Aboriginal people doesn't mean we're wrong. It just means we're different, and that needs to be accepted, that there is a difference. Other cultures don't get judged on the way they parent, but we as Aboriginal people, First Nation, do. We're Australia's dirty little secret that they want us to go away. Genocide has never stopped. Australia is a multicultural country. Many people think they come over here from other countries and they've come to the lucky country. Well, it all depends on what side of the fence you're on. If you're First Nation, it's not the lucky country to us. It's a country where we are constantly being abused and mistreated, misjudged. They tell you that there are risks and that the little one needs to be removed. When you ask what the risks are, they tell you they don't have to answer that. When we say that we'll take the little one, they tell us we're not suitable. I have over 30 grandchildren and I wasn't suitable. My other daughter had 3 children and she was not suitable. I asked why we're not suitable, and they told us that they didn't have to answer that. and we have to be assessed, which I find insulting in itself, because I could have all of my other grandchildren in my home and yet I couldn't have these little ones. I had to be assessed to be a carer to have these little ones, and you're being assessed by a system that has failed us since invasion, and it's up to their interpretation of how you answer whether you're accepted as a carer or not. And it's degrading to me. Even though I went through the process, it's still degrading. They don't understand the way we parent. They don't understand our culture. This is something that's been passed down from generation upon generation. It's different. It's not wrong. We don't judge them on how they parent, and yet they look down their noses at us, and we're perceived as these people that abuse our children. We don't look after them. We would never, ever go into someone's home and traumatise their children in such a way by taking them from their parents. We have compassion and love for our children. They are our future. Without us, they don't know where they belong.
You're listening to SBS Living Black Radio. I'm speaking with Auntie Hazel Collins, herself a grandmother, who set up the organisation Grandmothers Against Removals to address the rate of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children who are removed from their homes around the country.
Who teaches them to be proud Aboriginal people when they grow up? They have a hole in their heart, and so do we. We can't heal until they come home to where they belong. All they told us was the town that they were in. We didn't get photos, we didn't get school reports, we didn't get medical reports. They didn't get any family medical history from us. You're not allowed to go and visit them. You're not allowed to go to their schools or anything. They're our babies. We love them. We don't give birth to orphans. The docs, they don't have a restoration policy. And with us as grandparents, they deem us as too old. They raise health issues where we're not suitable to have our children. The truth of the matter is we'd crawl around the floor if we had to do what we needed to do for our babies. These are things that they use against us. Our religion is not in a church. It's a living experience. It's how we pass things down to our children. So wrong. They only have to hold our children for a certain amount of time and they can be put up for adoption, which does not allow families the opportunity to go through the legal system, and even the legal system fails us. They never get to know that they have family out here that love them and has been fighting for them. Once they're adopted, we have no chance of getting them back. To me, that's an atrocity. They can be adopted by non-Aboriginal people. Anybody can adopt them. Grow up never knowing where they belong, never knowing who they are. They will have a false identity.